Good evening. We are in Hilchas Tumas Meis in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel, Chapter 4, Law 3. We're talking about putting together Tumas from halves. Remember we said, Eiver min Achai, from two people is Tor, even from one person cut in half and put together. We had this rule that when a person puts the pieces together, they're not considered put together. Okay, sometimes things get put together, sometimes not. Later, the Rambam will give you a rule for it. We will see. I don't know if we'll get to it today. Gimel, kezayis basar, a kezayis of meat, which would be metama all three ways normally, but it's mishnei mesim, from two dead bodies. Half a kezayis from one body, half a kezayis from another body. Ukezayis nutzol, mishnei mesim, two kezayis, a kezayis of a decomposed, it's starting to decompose, but it's the putrid, liquid, foul, smelly, but it's still in the basar category. Mishnei mesim, putting together a kezayis from two dead bodies. Umelochaf naim rokov mishnei mesim, and two handfuls put together from two mesim. Means after they produced legitimate rokov, let's say took one handful from one guy, one handful from the other guy. They each have real rakov. Mean to say it wasn't that there were other additives beforehand. Right. Remember, two together at the same time don't make it. Right. But if two separately, hare elu mitstarfim zenzet, they will combine with each other. Even though we said Eiver min Achai doesn't, but these will, as we shall see later on why that is so. Rama's going to wait for later to tell us why.
Sorry, okay. What's combining?
They're mitzvah, they combine to make you tame.
Which two things?
Again, one kezayis put together by two people.
Oh, that whole list. Okay.
Yeah, those three. As opposed to what we did yesterday, Eiver min Achai,
right,
one from two people, you take one piece from another piece.
Yeah,
but you see, Eiver min Achai works in a different rule because it's got to be one Eiver.
Right.
From two separate people, it doesn't quite do it.
Yeah.
While meat and those things doesn't have to be from one person. Aver is a din aver.
Right.
It has to be a whole limb.
Yeah.
So a half a limb of him, half a limb, it's not a whole limb. Right? But flesh is flesh. You know, because we said an aver is unique. It has to be its own whole aver with the skin and the bone and the sinews. And a half an aver doesn't work. So two half avers isn't going to work. But by flesh, there's no rule. It's got to be a whole flesh.
Right.
You see the difference? And the same thing with rakov and the same thing with nutzel. So therefore, those can combine.
I think when I was looking at aver, each joint is a separate aver.
Okay.
I think so. Yes. So if you had two pinky ends, that wouldn't be a kezayit, but it would be two avers.
But a whole aver is an aver kezayit.
I'm saying it wouldn't.
So the halacha before, since it has to be a whole aver, it's not. Even if it looks like a whole aver, but it's really a half and a half. But basar, kezayis basar, there's no rule, has to be from one piece of meat. As long as it's a kezayis of basar, you can put it together. That's the basic difference. Vechein, now this is interesting. What about vechein chatzik zayis basar, vechatzik zayis notzol? A half a kezayis of basar and a half a kezayis of notzol. Notzol is just a little bit putrefied basar. So they combine mitzvahs and that because they're still in the basar category. Ushar kala tumas shiv a mace, but other types of tumas of a mace, we're going to see in a minute what it means. Aim is mitzvahs that will not combine with each other, such as basar and rakov, because that's totally different. Basar is meat, and rakov is the grains, the grains of powder, right? I don't want to use the word dust. Not to be like powder, not like wheat, flour.
It's grains.
But grains. So one is flesh and one is grain, so that doesn't go together. Or let's say blood and meat doesn't go together. Because, in other words, the rule is, if the things need the same shear, they can combine. So basar needs a kezayis. Nutzel needs a kezayis. So if the shear you need is the same shear, then you combine it, right? While blood, it's a din of kezayis, of revis. And basar is kezayis. Same halacha lahavdol.
Right.
If you have to make a borei nefashos on, let's say you had a half a kezayis of mezonos that needs an alumichia, and half a kezayis of a drink, which is borei nefashos. Can you put the two together to put Bray Nefushes? No. Because they're two different, they need two different measurements. One needs a reviz.
But they're both solid, different okay, that, than they would.
Yeah, but this different measurements. So let's say liquid needs a reviz. Solid needs a kazayas. So they don't mix. So that's the same thing Rambam's saying over here. So anything that needs a kazayas, let's say busser and nutzel, they both need a kazayas so they can combine. But blood needs a reviz. Rakov needs a handful, which is a totally different measurement. So that's the rule. Whatever things have the same way of measuring, we measure by that unit measurement, they can combine. And if they're not the same unit measurement, they don't combine. Good. Now, we also know, what about a bone? What's the smallest size of a bone to be metame?
A barley corn.
So what about etzem kisaora, a barley corn of bone, shenechnach lishnai? It's important too. Okay. What's the halacha? Now, normally, what did we say? Esam kisora, it's has all three, right? Esam kisora, it's maga, masa, ohel, right? But this, if it's split into two, okay, it was a whole grain, but it's split into two. Mitama b'masa, it will be mitama with carrying. V'chein rova atzoma meis echad shenidaktiku. Now, what was the amount of bones, a collection of bones, if you want to have a level of tumah? We said it was a quarter kav. A quarter kav to have a higher level, right? Higher level of tumah. What if they got smashed up into small bits? And v'ein b'cholechem etzin kasur, and not one bit is as big as a barley corn. So now we're down to the butt. We got a lot of little barley corns. So now mitamim be ohel. They are mitama with an ohel, and they're also mitama bemasa. Okay, as their little barley corns. Really, they're combined to make barley corns, but not with maga, not with touching. And therefore, Therefore, the commentary said when it says v'chein, it says, and also, we understand like this, that just like a bone that's divided in half, it's mitame, just like it was beforehand, just like it had that barley corn. And if it's split in half, it's still mitame. And it's mitame b'masa by carrying it, so too, when you have this quarter kav of bones that are mitame ba'ohel, the fact it broke them up the little pieces, it still doesn't take away from that. But maga, it's not going to be mitame. Why not maga? Because you can't touch it. Because it's all in little pieces. Similarly, the esem kitzora, that's broken up into two halves, you can't touch it. In other words, the only way it could be tame by maga is if you got a whole thing together.
Right.
Just like we said by the handfuls. Yeah. You can't touch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But l'chayra, if you touch them both separately, then it would. So the point he's making, you have a barley corn of a bone split in two, and they're two, and you touch one, you're not going to be tame b'maga because you're not touching both. But if you can carry them both, it'll be tame that. You'll have tumas ohel over both. So that's the same rule. It fits in. So since it can combine, but it can't combine for maga because
you
can't
held the two pieces together
separately. Well, then it's two touchings. Then you could.
Okay.
That's the point. Fine. Now, how about kazayas min ames? You have a kazayas of a dead person. Shechatov lechokim. You cut it up into pieces. Verito and you pounded them up. You pounded it all up, and then what you did, v'dibku, and you put them together, you put a little liquid, and mushed them up into a flesh ball. Okay? All right? Now, mitame b'ol b'masa. It'll be tummy in ohel, and in carrying. But what won't it be tummy in? V'ena mitame, but not with touching, because that's the same thing like rakov. Because it's still like just a bunch of little pieces together. You really can't touch the whole thing. When it's b'maga k'tsaso, when you touch one edge, afal pi shechibri, even though you connected it, But the rule is she'ein chibur e'adam chibur. The connection that a man makes with something is not considered a connection. Same thing we said with the barley corn sized bone that was split into two, or the quarter calf of bones that got crushed up together. It's all the same thing. You can't touch the whole amount at one time, but you can carry the whole thing at one time, and you can tent over the thing at one time. So they all share that same common denominator. Okay, halacha vav, kizayis chelev. Now we're going to talk about chelev of a dead body, fats. Now fats are a little bit different, because if you heat them up a little bit, they're going to start to liquefy. Okay? So, k'zayis chelev. Now, regular k'zayis chelev would be metamas, stamazoy. But what you did here is sholem, a complete k'zayis, shehitichu. You began to melt it, and it's soft, not liquidy, but it's soft. So, it's like basor. Basically, chelev is basor, but you made it soft. Okay? Tame. That's tame. Because it wasn't divided into pieces. So even you might have thought, since it's softened down a bit, maybe that might be considered pieces. No, as long as it's one piece, even though it's like jellyish or whatever, it's still considered one piece. On the other hand, what if hayim afarot? What if you split them up in two? V'hitichu, and then you warm them up. Okay? And then they connected. Tahor. Because once you split them up, they're not connected. And the fact that you heat them up together, when a person puts it together, it's not considered a connection.
It's like a man-made connection.
Again, same thing. Yeah. Okay.
But liposuction is never a problem.
Yes. Zion. Shidra, a skeleton, the spine. Remember he said a whole spine, not a whole spine, but a spine with the majority of the ribs, that in of itself gives off all three tumas. If you recall, we said that. But we don't have that here. Shidra shenigru mimena rov klisol. You got the spine, but you took out most of the ribs. So now you don't have that unique quality of a complete spine with the ribs. So you don't have that automatic three tumah on that. Afal pi sheshilda kayemis, even though the form is still there, but eina metam vol, it will not be metam in an ohel. Because it's missing the quality of being a complete structure. But listen to this. This is an interesting chiddush. Aval bisman shi betocha kever. But if it's in the grave, in the coffin, the grave in that there, as we talked about before, afilu mishuberes, even if it's broken up, afilu mechutetes, even if it's broken up into itty bitty pieces, the chiddush is the kever makes the spine considered as complete. That's a chiddush in the kever, because it's all in one kever. As opposed to if you got the spine and it's broken up and it's lying on the ground, it doesn't work. And then it gets the full quality of metama ba'ohel, even be metama with tenting, because the kever makes it like one thing. Mipnesha kever mitzarfa, the kever.
There's a problem with all the trees in the cemetery.
Well, that's just a problem of ohel. You're right.
But
problem
of ohel. All these bodies dead.
Yep. Okay.
The spine in the coffin, what the rest of the body? Just the spine in the coffin?
Yeah, that he's just saying such a case. Next, ches, call him metamim v'ohel. Okay, things that could be metama in an ohel, shenechluchu, that have been divided up, v'ichnisa betochabais, and bring it in the house. Okay, ha'ohel mitstarfin u'metamim v'ohel. They will be tummy in an ohel. What does he mean to say? We're talking about a case. Martin, isn't it nice and cool tonight?
Baruch Hashem Avarach Lamved.
Everything got fixed this morning.
With the thermostat or whatever?
Something was broken, so we're okay.
He thought the doctor couldn't stand it.
But now it's good. Now he's rushing. He's okay, anyway, so here's an interesting rule. Even though we said when things are split apart, it doesn't work. Right? You have a half a gezias here, half a gezias here. You touch one, doesn't do anything. But think about this. How about, let's just talk about Tumas Ohel for a minute. Forget about any other talk. Right. Dead body and you are in an ohel, you're tummy, right? Okay, how if I have things that could be tummy, but now I split it in half. Since I split it in half, it doesn't combine, right?
We learned that.
But that's not for tumas maga and tumas, right? But what if it's in a house?
Does that combine?
And you got an ohel over it.
Yeah, that combines.
So the fact it's over an ohel, that itself, the ohel can combine it. Okay? Yeah. Because and only though when you need a volume. Remember, certain things are by volume, certain are by whole entities. If you're missing a whole entity, like say the spine with the rib cage, if you're missing that, it's not going to help to be under the same tent. But if you got a half a gezeis of basar and a half a gezeis of basar in a tent, well, you need a volume of a gezeis of basar, so the tent itself connects. It's a different form of tumah. It's not a tumah of touching, so therefore it's for the tent. So any kolam etamim ba'ohel, which could normally be tamil, shenechlu, now they got split up before you put them into the house, which will now not make you tummy.
Right.
But if you put them into the house, then ha'ol mitstar from the house will combine them umetanvo. Just like we're saying the grave made the skeleton. So the same thing, the house does that too.
Even if they're far away within the house.
But they're in the same house, that works. Okay, Tess. Etzem, a bone. Sheyeshal of Ksayis Basar B'dei Shemayim. It has a Ksayis Basar B'dei Shemayim, means at its birth. It's the original flesh on the original bone. Now, the Ichnis Miksaso. I need bone and flesh example. Here's the bone. Here's the flesh.
Okay,
and this is the flesh, original flesh on the bone. This part, let's say the bone doesn't have flesh, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got bone and flesh. Okay. This is the house. Okay, now let's read it again. Etzem, a bone, shilesh of ksayis baser, b'dei shemayim, naturally done. Vehichnis miksaso, and I've entered part of the bone into the house.
But no flesh.
Okay, a little bit, but it's connected to the meat. The rule is, and it's a little bit, a little bit gets in the house.
That's it.
Now, but it's only a little bit of bone.
It doesn't matter.
Where's the rest?
It's
connected to the flesh. Nick Mahabayis, the whole house becomes tummy, because since it's connected, it's a complete connection. It's like it schlepped the meat in with that.
Right.
Okay, Shnei Atzamas, what have you got? Two bones. Each one has a half a gezeis of flesh on the bone, basar. Both bones are partially brought in. So just imagine me doing this twice. And this is only half a gezeis. Mm-hmm. And halfway.
Again, tummy.
Both same way. Habayis tummy. Because now we're able to do two things.
Yeah.
We've brought both pieces in.
Yeah.
And now the two half gezeis combined as a full gezeis as well. Now, but what if the meat was not part of the bone, fell off the bone, and a person stuck the meat back on the bone? You already know what the answer is.
Okay.
But if the meat was put back onto the bones through mankind, habayis tahor, the house is tahor, when the meat is not in the house.
But
if you put the whole thing in the house, then the meat makes the house tomei,
right?
But you want to have it be connected and considered in the house. The only thing that's in the house really is that piece of bone. That meat was artificially put back on, and the rule again says it's not considered ein chibur adam chibur. Again, he says it a second time. A connection by man is not considered a connection. Okay, let's take the same idea with the house, and let's take another example of this. Melochaf naim, the two handfuls of rakov. Okay, now, how about, let's just say, I have two handfuls of rakov outside on a basketball court, right? And I take the two handfuls and I just throw it on the ground. Well, it's going to be pretty hard to be tummy, because it's just sitting there, right? But instead, what I do, I take the handfuls, I throw it into this room, and it's spread all over the place. What's going
to
be the law?
Tummy, it has to be.
So, Abai's tummy, because again, the house connects them as long as the two handfuls are there. Normally, the only way I could be tummy, I'd have to carry the two handfuls, tent over it, but not touching.
Touching doesn't do it.
So now, if tenting over is one thing, but if I have a whole house over all of it, no matter how far it's spread around, again, the house considers it as in one place, and if I go in the house now, I'm tummy meets with the ohel. Okay.
So does that mean, like, all those questions we had earlier about museums and things like that? I mean, would that just combine all the bones and whatever's there, like, into the whole
museum? You're going to have ohel, and it doesn't take a lot for tumas ohel.
No. Yeah.
So that would be a problem for a coin.
Yeah. I think someone asked, like, oh, it's only pieces, it's only this, that, but I think this takes care of it.
No, but it's under ohel.
You'd have to know how significant are the bones. They're not decomposed.
Wait, ohel is for non-Jew?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just not maga. Yeah. Okay. No, MAGA. No, not all. Sorry, yeah. Not all.
Oh. Yeah, so they
have to
carry.
They have to be Jews.
Right. Okay. So why not?
If unless they're Jewish.
Unless Paro was a Jew.
Right. Was he?
I didn't hear that.
Unless maybe Derabbanan. Maybe Derabbanan. It's biblically that. Maybe Derabbanan. I don't know. All right. Next. Now an interesting thing. What about blood that absorbs? I know if you have a revise of blood, and you touch a revise of blood, your tummy. But what if the dead person's got an accident and blood got over his shirt and now you touch the shirt? Now the question is, well, do we consider the blood absorbed blood not part of the shirt or part of the shirt? Obviously, it comes to a point where it's going to dry to the point that it's part of the shirt.
This is what he died and then
it was going to say. Was
there's
alive,
blood,
the blood
there's
the
just
shirt,
blood on a shirt. The guy's dead. The guy's dead. It was an automobile accident. He got killed. The blood came out. The blood mamish came out while he was...
The Jew was using power tools.
Right, whatever. And now the blood is on the shirt. That's real blood that would go off tumor. But now it's getting absorbed in the shirt. So at what point is it considered shirt and not blood? So, revis dam, shenivlu... I jumped one case. Okay, I'm talking about now blood that got absorbed in the earth. Same idea, okay? Okay, you got blood, a bunch of blood right on the earth, right? And you can see the blood. It's a puddle. Touch that, your tummy. Now it absorbs. So now, revis dam, shenivlu sochabais. Now you're in a house. Now blood in a house would give tumas oil just like anything else. So it's in there, but it got absorbed into the bais, and it totally absorbed.
No.
In there. Maybe you'll see a little red mark, but there's no pool, no blood. It was an earth floor, and it's just right in there. Habayis tamar lehaba. From the time that it's absorbed, it's tor. Meaning to say, as long as there's a puddle there, there's tumas ohel. Right? Tumas ohel isn't forever. It's only there. Let's say you have a mace. So if you're in the house with the mace, your tummy, take the mace out. The house is now tar. Right? So the blood, as long as the pool is there, it'll be matam everybody in the house. That's what he means to say.
It's
that now, once it's absorbed, from that point on, anything in the house is tor. But if you were there before and you were tummy, you don't become tor because the blood absorbs. You are now tummy. The next guy who walks in after it's absorbed, then he's tor because the blood's been absorbed. But whoever is there while it was absorbing and had made them tummy, Haravis, ba'aretz, the ravis in the land, tummy is tummy. So it's interesting. You know, the blood that was metame you when you were there. And when the blood is absorbed, it doesn't enable the house to be metame anybody, but you're still tummy. The tumma that you had doesn't go away, so to speak, with that.
It's super absorbent broadly that will tip out your blood.
Well, that could do that. Yeah. Let's do one more short one. Ksayis mina mace. Oh, listen, this is a cute one. Ksayis mina mace other than sochabais. Okay, I have a ksayis of dead meat in the house. You know it was there for sure. You know it's there for sure. And you say, oh, your friend's a kohen. You run out. No. You invite a kohen for dinner. Okay? Then somebody, you know, then somehow a dead piece of body is in your house.
Happens.
So now, and the kohen's knocking on the door. You run out. You open the door. Oh, I got to talk to you. There's a problem. There's some dead body. Leave. Now he comes back. And the piece of body isn't there.
Now, we waited.
I don't know what happened. Now, what's the status of the house? Can it be Matama people? Look what it says. You're looking for it, you can't find it.
Hello.
Habayis tor. The house is tor. We assume that a rodent carried it away.
Oh my God. I said a cat.
Okay. Now, however, okay, so now he comes out. You can't come. Okay. You go back in. Wait a minute. Look around. You can come in now. Invites the guy. A rodent must have taken it away. The house is now tar. So you can go in. But in the middle of the meal, look, he shall not say, and all of a sudden, they see that piece of flesh rolls down the stairs.
Yummy.
I guess the cat didn't take it. He just hid it somewhere, and it came exposed. Now what's the law? Habayis tame. Oh, let's say it better. Okay, coin goes in, and the meat's not there. He has the meal.
Oh no!
He
leaves. It's retroactive.
And then you find the meat.
Oh, there.
Habayis tamei lima freya. the house of at retroactively, and we assume it's the same meat. We're not going to assume that the cat took the old piece of meat out and another cat brought in a new piece of meat. Not likely. We say, may Aisha Abad, from the time it was lost, Achimah. So he lost it at 4 o'clock. Klein comes in at 5 o'clock, leaves at 7 o'clock. You find the meat at 8 o'clock. Everything 4 to 8 o'clock. Is Tame.
You can't think that the golden took it out of the house and then brought it back into the house.
We would not assume that.
Sorry, Sam.
Would not assume that.
So you have to go tell.
Okay, so we're going to take a break.
What? What happened?
For the coming week.
What happened?
What?
Because everybody is going to be away next week, except me and you. We have to. Can't.
Paul, where are you going?
It's vacation. It's entitled.
Wow.
It's August.
Sunday we're going to Niagara Falls.